With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. As of Sunday evening, there are more than 387 known cases of the novel coronavirus in Montana. 22 people are currently hospitalized because of the COVID-19 illness. 169 people have recovered from the disease.
This is an unprecedented time in many ways. But today, we're going to focus on how this pandemic has brought heightened attention on the office of governor. Governor Steve Bullock terms out of office this year.
So we wanted to know, what are the current candidates for his job thinking about how he's responding and what actions they do or don't agree with? We sent all of the candidates a survey of four questions last week. Only two candidates, Libertarian Lyman Bishop and Green Party candidate Robert Barb, didn't respond.
First, we asked candidates whether they agreed with the timing and scope of Bullock's original stay-at-home directive, which Bullock ordered March 26th. It went into effect March 28th. That directive came about 2 weeks after Montana's first positive detections on March 13th. Current Montana Attorney General Tim Fox agrees with many but not all of Bullock's actions. He doesn't go into specifics on this and says it's not time to debate disagreements but to unite. Montana's Republican representative in the U.S. House, Greg Gianforte, says leaders have to make tough decisions but didn't say one way or the other if he supported Bullock's stay-at-home order. Gianforte is also quick to mention in his response he's working with President Donald Trump on the federal coronavirus response. State lawmaker from Kalispell, Dr. Albert Olszewski, says very bluntly, yes, he agreed with Bullock's decision on this. He said this is a very serious public health crisis. There's no cure or vaccine. And he said Montana needed to slow the spread of the virus.
What did the two Democratic candidates say?
Current Montana Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney is in he's in a unique position here because he's part of the administration that is making these decisions. Cooney is quick to align himself with Bullock. He says they're making decisions after talking with public health experts, providers, emergency management professionals. And Missoula-based businesswoman Whitney Williams, the other Democratic candidate in this primary, also agrees with how Bullock has put in place the stay-at-home order. She also points to her experience running a company that worked internationally in making her case for leadership credentials. Nikki, the second question we asked focused on other ways the governor has used his emergency power often amid the pandemic. Those actions included closure of dine-in restaurants and bars, ordering public school closures, requiring all travelers coming into Montana to self-quarantine, prohibiting landlords from evicting tenants. How did the Republicans starting off, Nikki, how did they respond?
Fox took a really big picture view of this question. He said his objective as governor would be to uphold the rule of law, promote the health, safety, and well-being of people in Montana. He didn't quite agree or disagree with any particular actions, and he says his time as attorney general dealing with public safety issues would make him an effective governor in a time of crisis. Gianforte answered similarly to Fox. He said it's important for a governor to protect people's safety, health, and well-being while also protecting people's financial security. Again, he didn't really take a agree-disagree stance to anything that Bullock has specifically done. And then Olszewski, the state lawmaker, he's the only Republican who brings up a specific issue. He says he would have allowed church worship to continue with appropriate social distancing and face masks. He says the coronavirus presents a pretty serious public health crisis, but, quote, as long as we do not see a cluster of infections from church worship, I would keep churches open, end quote.
So with Fox and Gianforte, we're really not seeing them take public stance on some of the major actions Bullock has taken. Olszewski, on the other hand, has taken issue with that one topic of church gatherings. What about the Democrats?
Cooney again brought up he is uniquely positioned right now to be part of the decision making. He mentions the COVID-19 Incident Command Task Force that Bullock has set up to respond to the pandemic and also harkens back to his time as Secretary of State in Montana. And he says his experience in that office helped him advise Governor Bullock's directive to allow counties to opt in for an all-mail ballot election. Williams right off the bat says she agrees with all the steps Bullock has taken in his emergency powers, and she says she was the first candidate to call for an all-mail-in primary ballot election. As we know, Bullock later allowed counties to opt in for that. Corin, our third question to candidates was, do they think Bullock should now or should have already taken other steps to limit the virus's spread? And again, Republicans answered with an eye to future reviews.
Right. Fox says flattening the curve right now should be the state's top priority. He also says he'd like the governor's office to share information about the plan for the economic recovery efforts. Gianforte says we should review what worked, what didn't, and what the state can do better next time around if this kind of situation happens again. Olszewski also, in his response, focused on post-outbreak recovery. He specifically mentions that Governor Steve Bullock should appoint a second task force with the mission of reopening the state. This is similar to what President Donald Trump has called for on the federal level.
What about the Democrats?
Cunha says this is, a fast-changing situation, and he, as part of the administration, is taking part in the action and monitoring everything closely to follow up and change if needed. Williams did provide a specific example here of when she disagreed with the Bullock administration. She says she would have put construction of the Keystone XL pipeline on pause, saying it doesn't make sense to bring in workers from Canada and out of the state right now. She also says the administration needs to do more to help the public understand which businesses are open right now and which are closed. In our fourth question, we wanted to get a sense for candidates' priorities and vision leading Montana in the year following the pandemic. Here, we saw a pretty wide variety of responses, some with more details than others.
Even before coronavirus, Fox had already started releasing a series of papers on policy points. They're called Montana United, a Strategic Vision for the Future. He says this kind of acts as his blueprint. A number of them mention COVID-19 specifically. For example, he says the pandemic highlights why there needs to be more options for treating patients in a home setting or working on telemedicine. Fox also has a section of his website dedicated to coronavirus resources. It's pretty comprehensive compared to other candidates. Gianforte says times are tough, and he says Congress, where he currently sits, is helping bring relief. He says it'll be his top priority as governor to create opportunity for more good-paying jobs in the state, and that's been a theme of his campaigns ever since he ran for governor in 2016. Olszewski says the state legislature next session will need to be passing tax relief for businesses and individuals. One example, he says landlords should get tax credits for not receiving their rent payments and late fees. As a reminder, Governor Bullock ordered no evictions or late fees could rack up during the stay-at-home order while that's in place. Olszewski also says the state legislature should prepare to open up the state's coal trust to cover losses in tax revenue that occur from the pandemic. He says the state government should share in the hardships of the pandemic. And it's worth noting here, a lot of Olszewski's suggestions here involve the state legislature. He spent 3 terms there, 1 in the House, 2 in the Senate. So hearkening back to his experience.
So a few more specifics there from Fox and Olszewski. What are Democrats saying on this?
Lieutenant Governor Cooney says the Bullock administration is already working to find ways to manage impacts in the public and private sector. And he says because those efforts will continue for many months before the November election, he's in a really good position right now to hit the ground running if he is elected. Williams shared a 4-point COVID recovery plan with us. Her first step, she says, is to control the virus. She says the economy won't restart if people are still scared. Her second step, she says, build up a recovery team made of business, community, labor, healthcare, and political leaders. And she's saying, let's use this moment to get broadband in place, look at Montana's work from home model and kind of build that moving forward. She says, quote, disruptions like this provide a real opportunity to rebuild our economy for today and tomorrow, end quote. Step 3, she wants to bring in outside experts to help in Montana's recovery. And then step 4 is defending and protecting Montana. So, for example, making hunting, fishing, all the great things that make Montana the last best place, making sure that those continue into the future.
We'll have the candidates' full responses posted on our website later today. So those are available in full.
And also, you might have noticed we're not doing these chats every day like we did in the first couple weeks of COVID-19 in Montana. There's been fewer days of big breaking news. And it also takes us a long time to prep for these chats. We've been pulling a lot of 12-hour workdays recently. And I think Corinne and I are both really eager to kind of settle back into a more even keel work-life balance. But we will be popping in on days when there are big updates to work through, and we are happy to bring you that news.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Corinne.